91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Tiffany Cho. She is a junior at the U of A. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to KXCI.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Tell me, Tiffany, what's it like at the U of A?
It's a lot of fun. I'm currently majoring in neuroscience and cognitive science, and I really love what I'm studying.
Right. So what are you studying in the world of the brain?
Currently, I'm in the lab of Dr. Haijun Kai, and we are looking at neural circuitry underlying feeding and anxiety. Neural circuitry refers to the brain and how it's composed of neurons, and these neurons interact and connect with each other to form neural circuits. Patients with eating disorders also tend to be diagnosed with mood disorders like depression and anxiety. And so we know that these two circuits are related to each other, and we are trying to look at the relationship between these two circuits. To treat these disorders, many times the drugs involved tend to interact with different parts of the brain and produce maybe negative side effects. We are trying to look at the relationship between these neural circuits so that we can understand how drugs affect these neural circuits.
So what are you doing in the lab?
We use a technique called optogenetics, in which we use light to stimulate neurons, which stimulate or inhibit different neurons. By using optogenetics, we can pinpoint the connections between different neurons and the behaviors that are produced.
How do you do that? You have a light?
Yes, we use.
Okay.
We are using a mouse model. We use little optic fibers that we implant into the mouse's brain, and we use a specific wavelength of light that stimulates these neurons. These neurons are specially marked to respond to light. And so we're using light to stimulate some kind of response, and then we're measuring that response in the mice. And so in mice and humans, we have this structure in our brain called the amygdala, which is known to control fear and anxiety. And so because the mice have this structure, we are specifically looking at neurons within the amygdala and how the neurons that it's associated with work together.
How does that translate into drugs?
When someone takes a drug, it affects their entire brain. And so when we're looking at the neural circuitry level, we're seeing how stimulating one part of the brain also affects the other parts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really important, because we can't just give someone drugs and just hope that it just cures that one thing. But what if it causes different side effects? We're trying to see how we can minimize that as well. Neural circuitry is a pioneering field, because in the past, people have been more focused on the molecular level and the mm-hmm. cellular level, in which neurons are looked at as unit, as individuals.
It's like a ballet company.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody's just been looking at the singular dancers.
Yeah, it's not just the prima ballerina. It's the entire company. Yeah.
There's behind the scenes people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever listen to music, Tiffany?
Yes, I do. I actually play music, and I also love listening to all different types of music. My go-to favorite is a small artist called Kishibashi, and there's a new art I've been really interested in. It's called Hippocampus.
You would like that.
Yeah, and I think they're an up-and-coming indie rock band, so indie rock pop band.
Hey, yeah. So what kind of music do you play? You're a musician.
I play violin with the UA Philharmonic
wow.
Orchestra, and I also dabble in ukulele, and I grew up playing the piano.
That's so good for your brain, too.
Yeah.
Tiffany, thank you so much for coming by the station.
Yeah, thanks for having me.